BDBD starts with the commentary and follows with some gentle background sounds to help you meditate on the passage. The entire clip is 3 minutes long.
Psalm 24, verses 7 through 10. The Lord Almighty, Yahweh Shabbat in Hebrew, is referred to four times as the King of Glory, Melech Kabab in Hebrew. He is called the Lord Almighty because he is strong and mighty in battle. He is returning victorious from battle. He is before the gates of Jerusalem a victor in battle. The gates are commanded to look up to King of Glory. Open up and let the Lord Almighty come into Jerusalem. A prophecy to be fulfilled after Armageddon when Jesus returns victorious from battle. Another gate exists that blocks the path of the Lord Almighty, the victorious Jesus. This gate, though made of parchment paper, is stronger than cast manganese plate and thicker than a mountain of iron. The Lord Jesus wants and belongs inside this gate, for he won the right to dwell within. He defeated all enemies and is the owner. The gate that blocks the King of Glory is kept in place by me. I can block the one who wears a victor's crown. The gate is in my heart. I can block the victorious Lord Almighty from coming into my soul. Why do I act so irrational? What reason exists to stop the mighty one from coming in? The one who defeated all my enemies and can keep me safe. The only reasons come from an irrational mind and a cold heart. A fool invents fears to keep from opening the gate. A stubborn gate refuses to look to the King of Glory. For to look upon the King would open the gate and let him come in. Quote, he is the Lord. Let him do what is good in his eyes. 1 Samuel chapter 3, verse 18.
Sponsored by FreeBibleStudyHelp.com, home of Bible study, question sheets, commentaries, and information to help the individual and small group study the Bible.